Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is your old pal Rob, and you have made it once again to the Mind Changers podcast. Today, boys and girls, friends and neighbors, cats and kittens, brothers and sisters all across the fruited plain and around this big blue marble, hey, what are we doing today? Well, it is late January. We're into 2024, and by now, those of us who do those New Year's resolution things should be just about burned out on that New Year's resolution bullshit. And I want you to take a ride with me, is what I would like. I would like you to take a trip with me. And I think I have somewhere to go. And as you can tell, I'm traveling and all about the left coast, doing my thing, having some fun, doing some good work, serving the people as I do. So here's the journey for me. I am a big human being. I always have been a big human being. I'm 6'4", 6'5" on a good day, 6'7" in heels, right? I'm big, I'm tall, right? Broad shoulders, wide hips, you know, that kind of thing. I'm not small at all. You know, I'm big, I'm stocky, right? My chest is wide, shoulders are broad, that kind of stuff. And apparently that's important to some people. And it's good to have. I'm not going to lie. But it takes a toll on you. And I'm also old. You know, I was minted in the 70s. So that's a problem. Because I'm also fat. Probably as fat as I've ever been in my life. So what you are going to do, those of you who have been sticking with it and listening to me go on about the things in the world. Well, this is going to get personal for old Robbie, because here's the thing. There are old people and there are fat people, but there are not a lot of old fat people. And I believe I am not a fat acceptance kind of individual. I'll leave you alone. I'm not going to say things out of pocket to you. But I'm not going to glorify being fat. I'm not going to glorify, oh, this is just my size and you should accept me for who I am. No, absolutely fucking not. I don't care who you are. It has no effect on my life. But let me tell you this. If you are glorifying it to other people, if you are saying to be massively overweight and obese is good, I got nothing for you. You are a piece of shit. Obesity is killing all of us on some level, and it's costing us billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars. Absolutely fucking not. Fat shaming works. Friends, I was fat shamed as a child because I was constantly hungry because I was growing like crazy. My body grew so fast, my brain couldn't keep up, and I had seizures for years as a child. Years. And I am finally coming into my own knowledge and my own brilliance and my own capability after so many decades on the planet where I was giving myself away to everybody else. Well, I'm putting the brakes on that people-pleasing bullshit, first of all. Second of all, I'm not going to sit here while anybody says anything and be like, oh, well, it's okay to be fat. The fuck it is. It's not okay. It isn't okay. It's bad. You should stop that. And it doesn't take any motivation. It takes discipline. And if you don't have fucking discipline, you're going to be a fat piece of shit and die a fat piece of shit. And listen, if that's the way you want to live and just live, go live. It'll be short, but live. You might lose your feet. You live. Do your thing. I don't care what you do in your personal life. what changes for me is when people get on the stick about, well, you know, you're fat phobic. I'm not fat phobic. I ain't afraid of fat. I just think it doesn't look good. Fat people don't look good. Fat models don't look good, right? Oh, I finally have to recognize the curvy women. Listen, I love curvy women. I prefer it. I prefer chicks with a little swing. You know, I like that. I love that, in fact. That is my jam, right? But the ones that, you know, the super feeders and, you know, all that, I don't, that's not. And you can still, and let me eliminate this too, you can still be dead sexy and be fat. There's no question about that, because sexy is confidence, right? So let's not even get into any of that bullshit, right? But the people I'm taking aim at are the fat acceptance people. Listen to me and do it closely. Coming from one fat person to another, you're a piece of shit, and you're teaching people, or you're giving encouragement to people to be like you are, and it's bad. It's not good. It's dangerous. And in fact, it's fucking deadly. And obesity creates inflammation, and inflammation creates disease, and disease kills soon. We are the last generations here who are living, the generations that are living now are living in worse health outcomes than generations before them. Imagine that shit. We have all the medicine at our disposal we can even think of. We have all of these things, all this capability, all this knowledge. We have the entirety. We walk around with devices that have access to the entirety of all human knowledge. And we somehow are worse off because all the stuff that we eat, and tonight, even tonight, as I travel from one place to another on the road for a long time, I pulled my fat ass into McDonald's because I had breakfast hours ago, eight hours ago, and I was hungry, so I got some McNuggets and some fries. I shouldn't have eaten that. That was a bad mistake. I shouldn't have eaten that shit, but I did, and I regret it. That's not discipline. I fail at discipline all the time. What I should have done was gotten a couple of Big Macs, thrown away the buns, not gotten any fries, and just eaten the meat and the veg. That's how you survive at McDonald's. That's how you survive at Burger King. You just buy two or three hamburgers, eat the meat and the vegetables and all of the stuff that's on that. Kick away the cheese, kick away the buns, don't get the fries, don't get the drinks, don't get the shakes, don't get none of it. Just eat the fucking meat. And while we're on the subject of all of that shit, if you eat just whole foods, I think I need to say it a couple ways, but if you eat just whole foods, that's it, you're going to be healthy. Yes, it's probably true that they aren't as good as they used to be. You know, with some of the way that we do some of the farming and shit like that. It's true. But you know what? You'll be better off than you were if you just eat whole foods. Eat a tomato. It's got one ingredient, tomato. Eat broccoli. It's got one ingredient, broccoli. Eat steak and a lot of it. It's got one ingredient, steak. That's it. So eat good things. Just eat whole foods. That's all you have to do. You don't even have to... You don't have to get into any specific diet. You don't have to say paleo or only potatoes or whatever. It doesn't have to be. You're not... Nobody... Let me say this straight the fuck away. Nobody is fat from eating too many just baked potatoes. Nobody is getting fat from eating too much broccoli or too many carrots. None of that shit's true. It's never going to be true. So... The journey that I'm going on is to move from the processed bullshit that I shove into my face to only eating whole foods, doing it while I'm on the road, and going into these places, even, you know, wherever it is, and just whatever garbage food that I can eat, stripping away the garbage from the food and eating it. You know, just, you get a double quarter pounder at McDonald's, okay? That's half a pound of meat, right? So quarter and quarter's half, half a pound of meat. You throw the buns away, don't eat the fries. Guess what happens? You've gotten a ton of fucking protein, some cheese if you want the cheese, don't get the cheese, it doesn't really matter that much. And I hate the onions, but I eat the pickles. I like McDonald's pickles, that's just what it is. Same thing is true, get a double Whopper, throw away the buns, don't get the fries, don't get anything else. Don't get anything else, don't get anything fried and oiled. Let me say this also, while we're on that subject, because I was reminded, I have a friend, used to be a friend on Facebook, but apparently I've upset him somehow. He's a research scientist, and the acrylamide is one of those things that it shows up in fried foods. And so what happens is the fried foods get off this acrylamide, and it's just, it tears you up from a cellular level. It's really bad for you. So get away from the fried foods. And I, as someone who is eating fried foods tonight, I understand. I know fries fries and chips and all that shit is fucking deadly. It's no good. It's no good. And especially as you get older, right? Because I eat like shit my whole life. I was the one who could eat a pound of fries two fists at a time. It was amazing to watch me. You know, I could drink three tall boys and eat a pound of fries in like 3 minutes. It was fucking disgusting. But yeah, right? I was a glutton. And I was taught gluttonous behavior. Here's how I was taught gluttonous behavior. One morning I woke up and there was a lock and chain on the refrigerator in my house. I was like 9. We lived in squalor as it was. And so I woke up to that. And so when that happened, that triggered in me, as I've come to discover, that constant sense of lack of control, first of all. Second of all, the lack of safety. So I don't know if I'm going to have access to food. There's a lock there. I can't get at it. And I don't have control over the things that I eat. And now I'm rebellious by nature, so that there's this problem where it shows up to say, well, I hate, you know, I'm not doing what you say, you know, because you're telling me to do it, and I think I know how to control my own shit when I don't. But you're not approaching it from a way that is good for me. You're just being, like my dad was a Marine, and so he wasn't dealing with any of my bullshit at all, right? So it was nothing but, you know, anger and hard charging and all that bullshit, and so. Which I don't blame him for, because he was fucked up and never got fixed, right? So that was the challenge, and it's always going to be the challenge. But like, we don't have this process going where we can fix ourselves in an instant unless we look inwardly. And that's the thing that I've been doing in the place I find myself on last couple of weeks. I find myself injured. My back is injured, and I don't know how I did it, but there was times I could do nothing but lay down on the bed, and then that stopped working, and it started hurting again, and then I had to go to the ER, and, you know, I got some drugs for a while, and it kind of gets better, and then it hurts again. All this other shit's going on. I've never had back problems in my life. I've done everything. Swinging hammers for a living, doing all kinds of crazy shit. I mean, you know, I've been a fireman for years, and I go into fires, I crawl around, nothing stopped me. My back didn't stop me. Well, it's starting to, and it's because I've got all this front to deal with, and I stopped working out. I haven't worked out in weeks, and probably months, really, and with to any effect, and it's because of the life that I live. So I have to change that, and I have to prioritize myself, and you're going to go on this journey with me, of me prioritizing myself, my happiness, my joy, my future, and it starts every day. I'm going to do a little bit of something every day that I can, right? So I'll take you with me on walks. I'll take you with me to the gym. I'll take you with me to go eat. I'll take you with me to do all this stuff. And we're going to do it together. And it, you tell your friends, you send this podcast to your fat friend and say, hey, listen to this guy. I'm fat as shit. and I'm going to fix that problem, and I'm going to live into, I'm going to be drinking and swinging and fucking into my 70s, and that's what I want to do. Because I'm going to stay fit, and then I'm going to improve myself with science and technology, the things that I know will work. And that could mean anything from stem cells to gene coding to all that shit, all that CRISPR bullshit. Well, all of it. I'm gonna chase all of it. I'm not just gonna biohack. I'm gonna fat biohack. Right? Not gonna be like some of these fucking idiots. I'm gonna be like my own idiot. I'm my own idiot, and you're with me, right? So I stepped on a scale today. And today is today, 26th of January. And I'm 415 pounds. I have 145 pounds to lose. I don't know how long it's going to take, but you're going to go with me. And the Mind Changers podcast, I'll still talk about the stuff that I talk about, and hopefully you'll listen to me, and that'll be cool. But the majority of the content that I'm going to be pushing out from this point forward, for anybody who wants to listen, and I don't care who it is, if I know you, if I don't know you, whatever it is, whoever you are, I love you, first of all, and you can do it. You can fix what you want to fix. And even, let me say this too, because I don't think this gets enough. I don't think this gets enough press, if you call it that, right? I think people are forced into a situation where they think they have to do all this crazy shit. Brothers and sisters, friends, cousins, countrymen, and everybody else, the first thing that you have to do is go for a walk. If you're fat, go for a fucking walk. Instead of sitting down by the TV, go for a walk. If you got a dog, take the dog. If you don't have a dog, get a dog, take the dog for a walk. Go for a walk. Do that every day. If it's a quarter of a mile, if it's out the front door, down 10 houses, back 10 houses, good enough. Do it every day. Show up every goddamn day. Rain, snow, whatever. You don't have to do the 75 hard thing. You don't have to do any of that crazy shit. Just move with a bias toward action. That's the key. Action is the key. The more you do, the more you want to do, because the results begin to come in. And then go get some weights and set those down and then pick them up again and repeat that process. Okay? If you don't know how, there is a fucking device in your hand or on your table or somewhere on your desk or whatever, wherever it is that you're hearing me on. As soon as you're done hearing me, go to YouTube and look at the right way to lift weights. Do barbells, do dumbbells, do kettlebells. I don't give a shit. Do something. You don't have to kill everything. You don't have to smash everything. There's no requirement to be an Olympian from couch potato to Olympian. It takes decades to get those people, and they started out being fairly healthy. So you don't have to worry about that. Don't stress yourself about, oh, well, it's not going to be good enough. Listen, anything is better than nothing. 5 minutes on the sidewalk is better than an hour on the couch. Go somewhere, do some fucking thing. And that's that, as soon as you can. And if you can't, and if your knees are blown out and shit's fucked up on your body, sit in a chair. Google chair yoga. Diamond Dallas Page and do that. DDP yoga. Get that app and do yoga in the chair. You don't even have to get up. You sit in a chair and lift your legs a certain way. Lift your arms a certain way. Get more mobility. Do it. Just do it. Don't talk. Just do it. Just quietly do it. And then a month from now, when you don't feel the pain that you felt, when you don't feel the lethargy that you felt, when you don't feel the sadness that you felt, well, shit, you look around and, my God, things are changing. I've done this a couple times, so I know that it works. But I've gotten in myself a depressed mindset, a sad mindset, a frustrated mindset, and I talk myself into it. Okay? Watch what you say to yourself. Let me say this to you as well, because I think it's important. You have a brain. Most likely. You have a brain. And that brain, here's the problem. That brain controls absolutely everything about your body. It is your computer. It is what manages your everything, right? It is in a dark box that only relies on input from your eyes and your ears and your hands and your skin, all of that stuff. It can't see shit. It can't do shit. It has to get inputs from other places, right? And its only job is protecting you from getting sick and getting and all of that, so that you can have kids. Once you reach a point where you can't have kids anymore, your brain starts to turn that shit off. But if you stay fit, it doesn't do that. If you stay strong, it doesn't do that. So your brain isn't trying to make you comfortable. It's not trying to make you happy. It's trying to keep you alive, right? And so it's worried always. It's very conservative, your brain, and keeps trying to do things that you don't want it to do. But you have to tell your brain what it is you want your body to do. So your brain will listen to the words that it hears from you. You are giving yourself orders. So when you're thinking, oh, I'm just a fat piece of shit, and I can't do anything. Well, yeah, that's what your brain's going to say. You're a fat piece of shit, and you can't do anything. Okay, but what is that getting you truly? Nowhere is what the fuck that's getting you. So don't do that anymore. Talk to yourself like you would talk to somebody else that you're trying to encourage. Encourage yourself. And you encourage others. You encourage yourself by encouraging others. Hey, you can do it. I know because I did. You can do it. I can do it. We can do it. Fuck yeah. Try to be positive. It's not just denial, okay? Positivity is not denial. Sometimes you can be a little too ridiculous with it. You can be a little too Pollyanna. So you have to be careful about that. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Your self-talk matters. Language matters. What you say matters. To yourself. Okay? If you're a people pleaser, as I am, I'm not fully reformed. If you're a people pleaser, stop it. Make yourself the person that you want to please, because it's going to help you be a better individual. You have to have joy. You have to have happiness. You have to have a life that you enjoy. But also, you might have a lot of suck to embrace. You might have a lot of shit sandwiches to eat. Eat them. Do what you got to do. Get through the misery. Get through the pain. Get through the difficulty. And keep on pushing. Keep on going. Keep on doing the things that are working for you. Find the things that work for you. I will tell you the things that work for me, and you can try them. Okay? Of the things that I learned and the things that I already know. Because I take in this stuff a lot. I take a lot of it in, and I don't do a lot of acting on it because I talk myself into being bummed out or depressed or any of that shit. That stuff happens to me all the time. So I've decided to quit being bummed out cold fucking turkey. I don't know if it's going to work, but I'm going to say enough of that bullshit immediately. Right now. I want to be healthy now. And I'm going to be healthy from this point going forward. And I'm going to take you with me for my wins and my losses. And you're going to be, and I'm going to hold myself accountable to you. And I may just be talking to, a dozen people, 100 people, 1,000 people who are listening to this and have heard it. I don't know. I don't know all of the stats, but I know. Here's what I do know. This I want to share because I want to push good into the world and I want to be of service to people. I tell you what, when I was in the peak of being a fireman, I would have done it for nothing if money wasn't a concern. If I didn't have to worry about money, I'd have been there all the time. I loved helping people. I loved it. I loved helping people. It's fantastic. I actually like people. I get grumpy sometimes and say I don't like people and I'm tired of them. And everybody gets their fill, right? But my God, what else are we here for but to serve one another? If you're in a relationship, you're there in a relationship to serve that person. And if this shocks you, good. The only reason you're in the relationship, if you're in a friendship or a romantic relationship or whatever it is, your only goddamn job is to serve that other person. That's it. And here's the thing. In the way that they want to be served. If they like a certain thing, you do whatever the fuck that is. If they like to be touched a certain way, you touch them that way. That's what this is all about. If they like a certain kind of food, you make that food for them. You don't have to do it all the time. But your job is to serve them, serve their needs, and their job is to serve yours. That's the point. We're here to serve each other as humans. No, and it's not, not everybody believes that. But holy shit, what greater thing can you fucking imagine than helping people? What greater thing can you imagine doing than being of service to someone who may need it, who may want it, but who doesn't have the strength to say so? Right? So you ask that person, hey, what do you like? What kind of food do you like? Oh, I like steak. Oh, I don't know if I can learn how to, I don't know, steak, that meat grosses me out. You learn how to cook the steak, right? You want, if you're a woman who wants a guy who, somebody smarts off to her on the street, that guy gives him a fucking knuckle sandwich, and then what are you going to do? Oh, you're not going to make me a sandwich because I want the sandwich? But I just protected your honor on the street? Pardon me? No, you do the things you know that person likes. You figure out what it is that person likes and you do that shit. That's the point, isn't it? And there is no greater calling in this world than service to other human beings. No greater calling in the world than service to others. I close by saying this, friends. I'm a flawed human being, made a lot of mistakes, and I hurt people, unintentionally. I never would intentionally hurt people, because I don't like being intentionally hurt, and people have intentionally hurt the shit out of me, but you know what? I forgive them all the time. I forgive them their trespasses, because they don't get to live in my fucking head. They don't get to stay there. I unburden myself of what people have done to me because it serves me no purpose. And if I'm miserable around that person and that person makes me miserable, I just stop being around that person. You know, I had a very good friend of mine pass away a few years ago, and I hadn't seen him in years because he was a miserable asshole to me and wanted the worst for me. Both of my so-called friends were just miserable assholes who didn't want anything for me but negative things. Well, I'm not around them anymore. And there was a reason for that. So, there's a lot of stuff I didn't know growing up, but the stuff I know now, I'm telling to you, and I hope you can learn it. And I hope I can share things with you, and I can be of service. Friends, thank you very much for listening, and I appreciate each and every one of you. Welcome to the journey with me. I hope you'll hang in there with me. I'm going to put things out as many days in a row as I can. I'm going to talk about the things I eat, talk about the exercises I do, shit like that, and hopefully you'll come along with me. In the meantime, though, happy Friday. We'll see you on the next one. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of what I do, and please be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.